This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. The Union Cabinet, chaired by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi, today condemned the terrorist attack involving a car explosion in Delhi, which claimed 8 lives and injured several others on Monday. The Cabinet adopted a resolution and expressed its profound grief over the loss of lives in Delhi blast. It observed 2 minutes silence in honour of innocent lives lost. The Cabinet reaffirmed the government's steadfast resolve to safeguard the lives and well-being of all Indians, consistent with its enduring commitment to national security and the safety of every citizen. Briefing media in New Delhi after the Cabinet meeting, Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the Cabinet reiterated India's unwavering commitment to a policy of zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations.
The Cabinet unequivocally condemns this dastardly and cowardly act that has led to the loss of innocent lives. The Cabinet reiterates India's unwavering commitment to a policy of zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. The Cabinet also recorded its appreciation for the statements of solidarity and support from many governments around the world.
The Cabinet appreciated the timely and coordinated response of the authorities, security agencies and citizens who acted with courage and compassion in the face of adversity. The Cabinet directed that the investigation into the incident be pursued with utmost urgency and professionalism so that the perpetrators, their collaborators and their sponsors are identified and brought to justice without delay. He said the situation continues to be closely monitored at the highest levels of the government. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today visited Lok Nayak Jai Prakash Narayan Hospital to meet the people injured in the car blast that occurred near Red Fort area in the national capital on Monday, which claimed 8 lives and injured several others. The Prime Minister reached the hospital immediately after landing in Delhi following the conclusion of his 2-day visit to Bhutan. Mr. Modi interacted with the injured and wished them a speedy recovery. He was also briefed by officials and doctors at the hospital. Later, in a social media post, Mr. Modi said those behind the conspiracy will be brought to justice. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the Cabinet has approved the Export Promotion Mission EPM to strengthen export ecosystem with an outlay of over 25,000 crore rupees. This is a flagship initiative announced in the Union Budget 2025-26 to strengthen India's export competitiveness, particularly for MSMEs, first-time exporters and labor-intensive sectors. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnaw said that the mission will provide a comprehensive, flexible and digitally driven framework for export promotion for financial year 2025-26 to financial year 2030-31. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare today issued an updated health advisory to all states and union territories on air pollution under the National Programme on Climate Change and Human Health. It has called for the establishment of chest clinics at community health centres, district hospitals and medical colleges in urban areas. It has also suggested these clinics to function for a minimum of 2 hours every day during peak months of air pollution. India and Botswana today signed an MOU on cooperation in the healthcare and pharmaceutical sector. The pact will facilitate easy access to good quality and affordable Indian medicines to the citizens of Botswana. The agreement was signed following bilateral talks between President Draupadi Murmu and her Botswana counterpart Duma Boko in Gaborone. In a joint press statement with President Boko after the talks, President Murmu said during wide-ranging discussions they agreed to expand cooperation in several key sectors. In first-ever Women's T20 World Cup Cricket for the Blind, the hosts India defeated Australia by 209 runs in New Delhi. After winning the toss, India opted to bat first and set a massive score of 292 runs, losing only 4 wickets. In reply, Australia faced hard time, chasing down the target and were all out in just 83 runs with 8 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.